Pat, how are you this morning?
Been better. How you doing, Tony?
Well, I tell you what. I need your help here because I'm a little confused, all right? We have an issue here that is bigger than the city council, that is bigger than the four members of the city council who voted against a couple of deals, that is bigger than unions. It's about the city and development for the city, and it's about jobs more than anything and putting money in people's pockets. And we're talking, of course, about the marketplace deal and how it may have repercussions for other deals. The city council from Lansing met last night. They decided not to bring up this issue again, Pat. And I had Aylin Robinson, the president of the city council, on. And as she told me, she was going to do everything within her power to get this brought back up. But apparently she wasn't able to do that. I wanted to get your take on what happened last night at the city council meeting.
Well, they tried. Aylin Robinson and her group of four tried to bring it back up and do what's best for the city, which is to have the, you know, bring the hotels and the jobs and the housing and the entertainment that we planned, you know, downtown along the river, next to the Lansing Center, next to the new city market. And last night, four city council members decided that it was not in the best interest of the city to have the hundreds of new jobs and the economic investment, the new tax base. The confusing, you asked for my help, I'm asking for your help. I wish that you and the listeners could figure out a way what happened. I didn't hear, hey, we make the building taller or smaller, or we don't like the product you're putting there. In fact, I didn't hear any reasons out loud, verbally, but behind closed doors, the reasons were pretty clear. So just confusing to me to see in today's times that kind of stuff voted down when towns like Indianapolis, Columbus, Madison are thriving and doing stuff like this tenfold.
Well, the four members who voted against at the last meeting were Brian Jeffries, Carol Wood, Eric Hewitt, and Derek Quinney. I have made efforts to contact all. Carol Wood has been on the program, and she voted against this program from the onset and will continue to do so because she's union concessions or not. She doesn't want to use tax dollars for this. Okay, let's take her out of the mix, if you will. When it comes to Mr. Hewitt, Mr. Quinney, and Mr. Jeffries, I've invited them to come on the program and just to share their concerns. I'm not a rocket scientist, Pat, but to me, if I get Pat Gillespie here and some union guys here and some city officials here, and we say, look, I can't pay union wages, or let's just say that I'm Pat Gillespie. As you said on this program, you will pay 40 to 60% union wages union wages for 40 to 60% of the project. Is that correct?
I came out in the last 18 meetings I've had, and I said, let's figure out a way to work together building residential housing on the river. It's very hard to use all union when you're building housing. I would like to figure out a percentage that makes sense. Is it 40? Is it 50? Is it 60? I don't know. But I'd like to look at doing that and having a good mix of union and non-union and getting this project up and getting it done. But repeatedly, I've been told, if it's not 100% union labor, we want to kill the project. We'd rather not have any jobs than only half the jobs. We don't care if it dies. And that comes from Brian Jeffries, that comes from Derek Quinney, and that comes from Eric Hewitt and Carol Wood. They all have said it. They've all told me it's all tied to union labor, and it doesn't matter about the project. We like the project. We like the housing and everything else that's going to go there, but this is about making a statement for Lansing.
All right.
Their statement's made.
Tony, the negotiator, is on the clock. All right, let's say that we go 50%. We're going to pay union wages, Pat. And then let's go to the other 50%. If you sit down at a table and say, well, an electrician makes 40 bucks an hour, well, I can afford to pay him 30. Well, let's pay him 35. Can't we work that out?
Tony, I've been trying. I've offered solution after solution, saying, you know, union has a residential wage rate that's different than, you know, MSU buildings, and our focus is local labor. You know, with the Marshall Street Army we're working on, we have over 80% local labor, which is unheard of. And that's the same thing we want to do for the marketplaces. We don't care if you're union or non-union. We want local people to work. It doesn't matter what your affiliation is. We just want to put local people to work, and that's what that was the big travesty last night, is the local people aren't going to be able to work. And you said it earlier, this is bigger than this project. I know of two other projects that have either been pulled off the table or aren't going to go because of the city of Lansing's new perception that, hey, if you got an environmentally contaminated site, we're not going to open our brownfield plan and let you redevelop it and clean it up without going through us and us imposing our will upon you to have you do what we want to do. That message has been delivered loud and clear, and I'm getting calls from Kalamazoo, Grand Rapids, all over the place, and wow, dramatic shift in Lansing. People are noticing.
So at this second, where does the Marketplace project stand?
It's dead. It cannot be rebrought back up. It's dead.
So are there any other projects that the Gillespie Group is working on that are in trouble?
Well, they're all in trouble. We have four others that we have either bought the land, optioned the land, and we have things that we'd like to do on. But how do you move forward with the city says we're not going to let you use the tools that we have in our belt to help clean up environmentally contaminated properties? Basically, they're saying go to other cities like East Lansing and Traverse City and Grand Rapids and Kalamazoo that will use those tools and do your business there.
What is the difference between your Marketplace project and the brownfield plan for the Knapps building? The Lansing City Council passed the brownfield plan for the renovation of the former Knapps department store in its development and planning committee. The plan would allow the I company to seek $4.5 million in Michigan business tax credits. What's the difference in projects?
The big difference is they're getting a lot of federal money directly from the federal government, which is either grants or loans. So they're required to use wage rates that are conducive to the workforce that the city council wants. So, you know, they don't have some, you know, they can't impose some of those things on them because they're already been imposed by the federal government. So it's, you know, those what they're trying to impose has already been imposed upon them by the federal government. So City of Lansing, for those 40 council members, decided they didn't need to step in there.
Will, from what you know, the I group be using all union workers and paying all union wages?
I don't know. You'll have to ask them. I don't know what their plans are, to be honest with you.
All right. So here we are. We have one plan dead, several others in question. Have you thought about seeking legal means to get this project going, or are you just had enough?
I don't know. Right now, we've had enough. We've had a valiant effort, 2.5 years. We've got a lot of property we've tied up, plans we've put together, tenants we've tried to bring to Lansing, new jobs to Lansing, and I don't know what else we can do. We've begged, we've pleaded, I've asked for meetings, I've asked for FaceTime to try to work this out, and I've been denied that by, you know, Brian Jeffries. I've been basically begging him for a meeting, text, email, phone call, refuses to even call me back to work it out before the meeting. So I don't think there was a desire to ever get it done, regardless of what would have gone on.
Well, you had a lot of support at the meeting. There were development groups, there were citizens, there were economic group members. It seemed like there were more people for this plan than against.
Well, I don't. Last meeting, I think there was 165 letters and emails supporting it. I think there was two against it. So, you know, at some point, the community needs to be heard. I think they're going to be heard. And if there's any good thing out of this, I think you're seeing some new leadership step up at council, and you're seeing a groundswelling of passion, I guess, for the city from some folks that are outraged about, you know, what we could be. If we want to take it to the next level, they're going to have to help.
Pat, have you heard from Lansing Mayor Virge Bonaro?
I talked to Virge last night. Yep, he's disappointed. You know, this has been part of Virge's mission is to grow business, and they have development in Lansing, and it's been working, and he was disappointed last night immensely, and he shared his thoughts very similar to mine.
Well, people are fired up about this. There are Facebook pages. There are two individuals who announced that they were going to be running for city council, and it was brought up last night that all but one of the board members are up for re-election. So this issue is perhaps the hottest topic in Lansing.
Well, it is for now. It's unfortunate we're going to have a surface parking lot along the river there for quite a while when, you know, we wanted to start this summer with the housing and, you know, go conducive to this accident fund corporate headquarters opening and going up at the same time. It would have been pretty dramatic waterfront, but the city just walked away from a couple $1 million worth of incentives from the state, too, to get the project rolling, which are no longer on the table because of their vote last night.
What unions do you need to sit down with you and to find compromise with?
That's part of the question. I don't know. There's really no one in charge. We asked yesterday, and the person that we were talking to said he's no longer in charge. So we're confused as where to go. It's begging, pleading, taking phone calls, saying, hey, how can we sit down and figure this out? And I couldn't get anybody to sit down and figure it out. So it's very confusing, and it doesn't even – I know you said, how does this make sense? I can't figure out how it makes any sense. I was not given a reason for why it was turned down. Usually you're told project's too dense, too big. But there were no reasons given last night. But, I mean, everyone knew what they were.
All right, Patrick. Well, finally, and we talked about this a little bit earlier in our conversation, but where does the Gillespie Group go from here? When you meet with your staff today, what do you talk about? I mean, you've got projects on the drawing board. Do you just move to other cities? Do you move to projects in other areas?
You know what? That's a good question, considering that we're born and raised here. This is where our company is, and we've basically said, let's commit 90% of our work to making a difference in downtown Lansing and making it a better place. So I don't know where we go. We got all kinds of projects we're looking at in other cities and other communities, but our passion is for Lansing. This is where we want to be. This is this means a lot to us to help turn it around, and to be told we're not interested in having that help is disconcerting. So we probably need to chill out for a couple of days. It's probably pretty emotional right now, but our whole team's going to be disappointed because everyone here lives in the area, obviously, and we wake up and we work on these projects, and it really means a lot to them to know they can make a difference in our hometown. So,
are you angry?
Hell yeah, I'm confused. I'm very angry, and just got to figure out a way to get over it and move on. I guess this is, we'll learn some good lessons out of this. What they are right now, we don't know, but someday we'll look back and say, here's what could have gone on, or there'll be a reason for it someday.
All right, Pat. Well, thanks so much for your input. We will be talking with union officials over the course of the next couple of days because this is a huge, huge story and obviously would be a huge, huge benefit for Lansing. Thanks so much for your time and your candor.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate it.